So I would say that we practice in two different ways. We practice at the relative practice level, and this is sort of the toolbox. And this is where we actually apply different disciplines. The basic one is the sitting practice of meditation, coming back to the breath as a way of learning to stay. But also in the toolbox, there's the teachings. And teach yourself the Dharma. Like you're in that rough space and you're not sure if you can handle it. And you teach yourself the Dharma. It's basically something you've heard, you tell yourself then. So I have this good story about this woman at the Abbey. She wrote this. She's an Irish woman, grew up in Ireland, and then she immigrated with her husband and children to Australia, and now she's an Australian. So she wrote this about how she would talk to her husband on the chat line, the internet chat line. So she was telling him that she had met their mutual friend and that it had been a really difficult time because Janet had started to do her habitual thing and she had wanted to read the riot act and get really angry at Janet as she had done many times. But she said after 10 months in a monastery, she gave Janet some space. So her husband says, "Glad to hear it. This augurs well for your reunion with me." So she felt a little hurt and put down, and she felt unaccepted and a lot of things. But she didn't say anything. "I awoke at 4 a.m. the next morning in touch with a very strong anger around manipulation. This is a very old and very strong pattern in our relationship. I don't want to let things out, and he wants to keep things in, and I feel he manipulates me." So I bounced out of bed, filled with rage, and then 4 o'clock in the morning in the monastery, down to the basement she was going to write to him and tell him that this was unacceptable and wasn't all right, and he had to stop this. And then she remembered the teachings on Shempa. And she remembered that her heartfelt desire was to find the root Shenpa of her rage that characterized her interaction not only with her family but with her co-workers, with her whole world, rage. And so she realized that she was hooked. And she sat down on the edge of her bed and read these lines from Dingo Kenzi Rinpoche. "Blind to mind's true nature, we hold fast to our thoughts, which are nothing but manifestations of the true nature, the open, spacious nature. And this freezes awareness into solid concepts, such as I and other, desirable and detestable, and plenty of others. And this is how we create samsara." So she said that kind of stopped her in her tracks. And then she said, "Surely I must be an exception to this Dharma teaching." Is this Dharma teaching really asking me to put aside my anger, which has protected me from the world and is going to help me to stand up for myself and not be walked on and taken for granted? Surely not. I am coming from the other end of the scale of ego, and I need to assert my needs and rights. But she said the seed of doubt was already there. And it had taken the wind out of the sails of her anger. Then she read further. "If you train in how to leave your thoughts free to dissolve by themselves as they arise, they will cross your mind as a bird crosses the sky without leaving a trace." And then she just started to cry, and she realized one of the things she had learned in her stay was that the strongest of emotions, the strongest of shenpas in her relationships with other people only had a shelf life of about 24 to 48 hours. And then she said, you know, if my husband and I were on our deathbeds, would this be an issue? Will this be an issue in 3 years' time? And then she said, yes, this teaching applies to me. And then she said, you know, my whole life now is really not about keeping this armor of anger to protect myself, but learning how to get in touch with the soft spot underneath the anger and defensiveness, be less solid, more pliable and flexible, and more in touch with my heart. So that's what I mean by teaching yourself the Dharma, but you do it in your own style and you do whatever works.